Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show on another week, bitch, Tuesday night, goddammit. What it do, homie? I get home, ain't doing nothing then. Let me see here. I guess, let me get this board situated. We just got in this thing, y'all. Give 1 minute. I'm trying to get everything rolling. I see we got some hands up already.
I heard the word you said. What the hell you just said?
Just get it off your goddamn chest, too.
Goddamn, I already told you,
weak bitch Tuesday, goddammit. What did it
do? Weak bitch Tuesday. Goddamn right, it's weak bitch Tuesday. Goddamn it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of hearing this weak bitch shit going on and going around. I'm sick of this bullshit. Goddamn it. Time for motherfuckers to man up and be a goddamn man. This shit ain't nothing but racing. Keep it racing and stop goddamn hating on each other. Tired of this shit.
Oh, yeah. That's what it be. Right now.
Everybody mad about somebody making a dollar.
Well, DJ, we all get along, but hey, you come to that dollar, somebody thinks you're making one more than them. It'd be like that.
Hate on this show. Hate on that show. Don't go to this race. Go to that race. Man, fuck all that. Go to whatever damn race you want to go to, but don't talk about nobody else's race. Who gives a damn what race you go to? You want to go to that race? Fine. You don't want to go to that race? Fine, too. But don't tell nobody don't go to somebody else's race. It's some bullshit. Everybody wants something to be. You know, everybody want to find a way to criticize this show or criticize that show. They didn't do this at that race. Or they didn't. Everybody got something to damn say. Goddamn, throw you a race and see who comes to support you. This shit ain't easy, man. It's not easy. You got to spend your money and your hope, and then you got to hope the good Lord give you a good day.
You know, in anything that we do, we got anything in life and anything that we do, we got three different kinds of people out there in the world nowadays, man. You got those who make things happen. You got those who watch things that happen. And you got those that wonder what the fuck happened. So, hey, get what it is.
And you got those that ain't got shit to do with nothing, that just want to see, that want to, man, I don't know. Shit, I don't know what the hell I'm going to say. Fuck, who cares?
Hey, I learned that a long time ago. I hear that bullshit that's going on out there, but hey, it wasn't for no hating, goddamn. It wouldn't be no goddamn process that was too good to be true. If you ain't hating, you ain't doing shit. If they ain't hating on you, let me rephrase that. If they ain't hating on you, You ain't doing shit. You ain't relevant. Let the motherfucker hate. Like they say, a hater gonna hate.
It's not affecting me or bothering me one way or the other, because that's not what I do. And most people that, even some of these people that put on these races, a lot of these people, that's not what they do. Either that's not their main living. But at the same time, everybody want to try to do something every from now and then to try to come up a little bit. So why would you hate on anybody that's trying to do something legal and trying to give you something and a place to go to see a show and bring action? And y'all
you know
want to hate on it.
Some people do the things that they do because they didn't think about it first. Some people do it because they do that hate shit because they, you know, they just hate to see somebody do good because they not able to do it financially, or they not mentally able, or they not physically able or financially able. You know, people just do different things for different reasons like that. You know, that's the reason one of the reasons why I really don't do a show. Ain't nobody hearing me about doing no goddamn show. What a fucker show. My show is in that shop making them goddamn call look good.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I say I don't really see trying to do more than one a year, because if I do two, that's pushing it for me. Because to be honest with you, I do it for a totally different reason. Of course I like to make a little money. Yeah, that's a gift.
Yeah.
But I really work hard to try to put together a show for the fans, is something that I would want to go see if I was just sitting in the stand. That's what I try to do. But the problem is, you know, you got people, I mean, for whatever reason people do it. You know, you got some people that just do it maybe strictly for the money and don't care. But regardless, if somebody is doing something that's trying to put on a show and they ain't false advertising, then why not show some support?
Yeah. You know, that's still business, though. If a man putting their money in something, he expects some kind of return. If you put your motherfucking money in the bank, you expect some kind of goddamn interest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, people think so much money being made on the show. Of course, sometimes, man, these shows are hit and miss, man. They are hit and miss. You might make a home run one time, but, I mean, most of the time, man, it's really not no big major money made on these shows. For real.
You know what, man? I'm just going to keep it real. They can say what the fuck they want to say about me. I don't give a fuck. Hey, don't no motherfucker put no bread on that table. No motherfucker help me in that goddamn shop with my employees. These folks that putting on these shows, I can give my hats off to them. Some things I like about them and some things I don't. But I'm going to tell you like this. In order to make the show be successful the motherfucker had to do what they got to do. Sometimes they might slide somebody a few billion dollars or something. So they already invested in advertisement. They already invested in goddamn radio spots and flyers.
But you got to understand when they
and they slide a couple people a few dollar, man, because some people got to come further than others. They ain't looking at none of that shit, though. Let the people do what they need to do to get these other people to have that. We all want to see.
You got to do that.
You're right. It's just a crying shame, man. Life is a motherfucker. You got these old goddamn crab-ass people out here hating for no reason. Get yourself. I tell you what, for the one that doing that goddamn hate, I guarantee you put more time and effort that you put in this hating shit towards your family and your kids, your life would be much goddamn better. Believe that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
So, right, I mean, I'd say like this. What bothers me is just hearing it, because this little airtime I'm giving it right now is all it is, because I can assure you, when I get off this hole or I'm not talking about it, I'm not thinking about it.
I heard about it again today. All right, man, this shit is unreal. And hell, I hear about the one hating on me every day. I got one right, not one. I got one handful. You can count them on one hand. Them motherfuckers hate on me so bad, man, it's unreal. But in my area, where I am from, I am the only motherfucker that doing what I do.
Hmm.
And they can't stand it. Instead of helping, congratulating me, they hating on me. I ain't doing no more than what they can be doing.
Why?
I breathe like they breathe.
Tell me this, why is it always, it seems as if, it's the people that's from your own area that usually give you the most hate.
Man, let me tell you something. I ain't never met half the people up north. I ain't never met half of the people further south than I am, or further west than I am. I ain't met none of them on the east side. So. But the people that I have talked to, it ain't really just shook their hand. Those people give me much respect. Those people give me much goddamn comfort. Those people give me much goddamn congratulations on everything. But right here, within a goddamn 30 minutes to an hour radius, man, that shit is unreal. It is unreal, except for the kids, man. The kids, okay. Man, and you think you got friends, they really hate you because you're doing better than them. Like, what the hell kind of shit is this? What the fuck wrong with you? I show you what cars and motors and shit at a good price, and people know me, they give me one price, give you another price. I helped you out, but goddamn motherfucker, you hating on me. What the fuck wrong with you, boy? Don't make me put my foot in your ass. Get the fuck out of my town. Leave me alone. Let me be. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man. It's just wild out here. Real wild. Like they said, like I told them, put more effort towards your family and your kids than you're doing on the hate. Your life and your relationship with your kids and with your wife and on your job be much better. I'm telling you. Quit all that goddamn hate, homie. Get your own bread. I'm going to eat my corn bread. Believe that. There's going to be some consequences and repercussions.
No, motherfucker.
No,
motherfucker. I want your corn bread, but nigga.
Motherfucker, I'm going to eat my corn. You damn right. I'm going to eat my corn bread. Motherfucker, take it.
Look, Lord, you can have my corn bread. Hell no, you can't have it, corn bread.
Yeah, I want my corn bread, motherfucker. Get your own corn bread. So they all yours up. So to the listeners that we got as haters, I can't stop you. I can't goddamn control what you do. Only you know why you hate. But I'm gonna tell you like this. Sit down. If you believe in Jesus, say you have a little prayer every now and then. Things will turn around for you. You ain't got to go to church all the time. Go.
But what they
got to
realize, sometimes, let me tell you this, sometimes people think certain people got it better than others. I can tell you, it's hard out here. People look at
these
exteriors.
It's real hard.
They look at these exteriors. It ain't all peachy over here on my way. I know that, so.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you this like this. I'm going to keep it real. I ain't got it like most folk think I got it. I struggle like a motherfucker sometimes.
I ain't either.
Sometimes I rob Peter to pay Paul. I do that shit a lot of times. I'm going to keep it real like they him. And for a motherfucker to say they ain't never did it, they tell a goddamn lie. I have Mr. Bill in order to get a part and kept the bill up next month.
Who ain't done that?
Shit. So why hate on me? Because I'm doing what
I'm
do.
Saying. What's
why hate on the nickname?
That's why I applaud it. I mean, I applaud anybody that's going to these shows, pulling these cars, these trucks and trailers, and racing, because it's hard.
Yeah, it's real hard. And see, like I said to you, DJ, I do this shit by myself. You see that now. I cut all the motherfuckers loose because them bitches didn't mean me no good, man. Sometimes your old lady can see shit before you see it, you know? Because she on the outside of the box looking in. Man, I couldn't see shit. I was blind in one eye and couldn't see out the other one, goddamn. But I finally saw that shit. And so, hell, I cut all the motherfuckers loose. And the one that real with me, they can't go to the track because the motherfucker work 12 hours a day. And they be at work. They can't get out of work. I got two real ones. Not real ones, real ones. Country boy saying, two real ones. Goddamn it. Them motherfuckers do whatever, however, whatever. I had one boy when I ran with them down there. I said, man, I got it. He said, no, I'm going to bet their money. I'm going in the pot. And man, I said, you come and acting up. He said, I don't give a fuck. You win, you lose. You know, and I know for a fact this boy works week to week, check to check. That boy put $400 or $500 in that pot. I said, man, don't do that. He said, I got it, homie. He said, I want to bet. Say, I'm with you today. I feel good. I make the track. When you win, I'm with you. You lose, I'm with you know, that's how he is.
Real.
You know,
being
he,
real.
But I know for a fact that man, I don't know if he's chick, but I know he ain't got a whole lot of money. He ain't no rich man.
Exactly.
And he tried to be a hiccup. But he real people, man. You know? Know what you call real people that rich. You think? If he ain't trying
that's
to go there and
love,
with them on the side.
Love racing and they're down with
and,
you.
Exactly. That's exactly what he is. And he a young dude, man. He young. That's how you need more people like that in your coma instead of you got them haters.
60,000.
What did you say? You finna say one for 60,000? Woo-hoo-woo.
I heard that. I thought I put the phone on mute.
I got down heard it. I heard you got them 60,000. I already know you had customers in the shop. 60,000. Go ahead and sell the phone. I'm going to get Metro rolled in. She did. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, but like I said, man, they need to quit with that shit about going to different folk races and stuff. It fall over too, like they're saying. This shit is unreal. Let a man be a man. Let that man got them do what he got to do to get his money and put on a good show for everybody. And you do what you need to do to get you some money, put on a show for folks.
It's too many different problems. I mean, a lot of people want to, you know, we got business races coming up in what, 2 weeks now? And you and I both butt naked are planning to be in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Like you'll be the one with the car, but I'll be there with you. You might be using my truck going, huh?
Yeah, my truck ain't too weak. My shit still in the goddamn shop.
So you know you can use it.
For the one that think I got it, I ain't got it. Call DJ today. DJ, I might need to borrow one of your truck. My truck still fucked up. Hey, I ain't got it. I'm fucked up. Goddamn, the first of the month for me. I got shop note, house note, goddamn all these insurances and shit.
It's bound to go right.
Child support, goddamn life insurance, car insurance. Shop insurance, house insurance, shit. Your motherfucker ready to car and a truck too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm just gonna say this. I mean, I've never been, and I, you know, me and you both are Grudge Inc. That's us. I look at Grudge Inc. as a brotherhood. You know, we fellowship, we race, and we have fun without the bullshit. But you know, you always got. You know, this and that, and then you got some people that just, you know, you got some people that just don't like Grudge Inc. for whatever reason. They may dislike different individuals in Grudge Inc. But I'm saying Grudge Inc. as a whole and what it stands for is nothing negative. So if you dislike one person in Grudge Inc., then that's fine. You may dislike one person that's Motor City Mafia. You may dislike some people that's Hitman Productions. The bottom line is, I don't see nobody on a Grudge Inc. show saying anything negative about anybody else's show. That's a host.
Man, no,
that's
it don't.
Show. We don't
then
do
I
that. I know. And I'm not going to let nobody too tough say something negative about nobody else's show either if I'm on it, because I just don't do that, because that's the way somebody eat or what somebody do. So I just don't think it should be done, period. You know, but I'm hearing a little bit of this and that. And I don't normally like to stay out of stuff like that, but at the same time, right is right and wrong is wrong, and period, I stand for right. If I feel like something ain't right, I'm going to speak on it. Oh, I don't want to speak. You know.
Man, that's how it is, man. I don't know.
Everybody can do whatever they want to. Everybody do what's best for them. But don't do what's best for you by trying to throw shade on somebody else or another organization or anything like that, because that's just not the way to do it. If you don't
DJ,
like
everything,
fine.
I think you're saying the right thing. I think you're saying the right thing about that, but it's just some people just them like that, man. I don't know if they were brought up like that or what. It's just them. Hell, I got a partner I ain't seen in a year and a half. I finally talked to him the other day, found his phone number. I'll bet they clean up the paint station. I found a number on a paint stick. I'm like, God damn it, nigga, what they do number a long time. Yell at him, man. I called the cat up. What's up, partner? Who it is? You don't know who I am, old broke ass N-word, don't I say it? Oh, I know this old big money ass butt nigga that was like, nah, I ain't big money. You just shooting shit. Man, I've been looking for you. My wife to a car, she had a wreck. I'm going to bring it to you. I asked her for your number. They said they didn't have your number, but don't take your car to butt nigga anyway. He said, why is that? Oh, shit, man, he too high. You can get it a little bit too. What the fuck? You want to be my partner? You don't want to bring the car to me?
How the hell are you two high? The insurance man go tell you what the estimate is. How the hell are you two high? If anything, I know you gonna help him a little bit. There ain't nobody else gonna help him.
Let me tell you something. I don't never see a man too high. Now, when I take my car to the mechanic, when I take my car to the damn mechanic of mine, I have no. I don't even ask what the price is. Because you got to ask them.
You cannot ask these folks. You can't even ask these folks what they charge a lot of times.
They ain't going to tell you. They not going to tell you. They going to tell you everything but the right thing. They ain't going to tell you. They ain't going to see no damn part.
It ain't going to be too bad, Stoner. They won't be honest with shit. Okay.
Exactly. All I go down there and tell what's wrong with my car.
Look over.
You're too bad and my too bad. Two different, two bads. Yeah, you ain't lying. That's what I tell him. But check this out, son. When I go down there and tell that man, this is what's going on with that car, and look it over and fix whatever else you see wrong with it, you think I asked him, I asked him years ago. He's still going to charge what the hell he want to charge.
I promise you that.
You know? Because that man got to eat too, you know?
It is what it is, man. It is what it is. You get what you pay for.
Hey, yo, let me tell you something. My car been there since I went down into your race. Hey, my car had not been in New York. My car been down there. Hell, I ain't went and got it yet. Hell, I'm scared to go down there tomorrow or the next day. But I know I'm going to go to Tony Vine. I got to go to Tony Vine, Ray. Man, I ain't tested the goddamn car yet, but I told the boss I was coming. And plus, I got to get a goddamn truck. I ain't got no truck to put it with yet. My truck's still in the shop.
Well, I got two of them over here, brother.
Yeah.
I got to put one in the shop, get one thing done to it, but you can get it. I know you got that 50. I ain't got one, got the 50. I ain't putting another 50 wheel in my new truck yet.
Yeah, I got to get one with a 50 wheel. I got to do something. I got to go get my car, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I hate for a man to be hate like that. Like that dude told a dude, don't take the car. Not eat. I gotta eat too. Hell shit, man. I don't know. I'm just tired of hate. I'm tired of seeing that shit, man. Shit make you want to give up and get out.
The South is sending made to North.
Yes, it is.
And the South is coming. I heard we got Jolly Rancher, Tony Vine, Bucky Naked, and many more heading up north to try to come shut it down. I've been hearing this and that. I mean, my main man Donnie.
Oh, here we got a lot of folks on the board. DJ, I ain't been at the board. For all y'all callers that got your hands up, I'm coming. I'm sorry, me and DJ been running our goddamn mouth with a little heat about what's been going on.
I'm up for the minute.
Hey, I'm sorry. I apologize to all y'all.
We had to get it off your chest Tuesday and week bitch Tuesday. So get it off your goddamn chest.
2, 4, 6. There's about 8 of them, I think. I'm coming, y'all. Here I come. I'm starting now. 734-7294. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? This Corey. This is calling.
Hey, Corey.
How y'all doing?
I appreciate it, man.
All right. Hey, DJ, how your car coming along?
Brother, all I can say is it's coming.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, it literally can be... I'm still waiting on my motor.
Okay.
And it could be... They could call me any day now. And
okay.
After I get the motor, it'll probably be at least another week or two after that before it's actually ready.
Okay.
It don't go real quick, I guess. You know, longest, you know, tuners and everything are... in place, it won't take long to, make everything happen once I get the motor back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you, man. I hope you get it together,
I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. All I can say is all my I's will be dotted and all my T's will be crossed when you see it again.
All right.
No more hucking and bucking or whatever they want to say. It won't be, them days is over.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but man,
anything you want to get off your chest, brother? I mean, yeah, I know you've been, me and Bud Nick have been ramping on and talking, but anything you want to add or anything that you see out here that you, we trying to get rid of all the shivity.
Oh, yeah, hey, you know.
Think it's anything you just don't, you know, certain things in the game that I just don't feel there's no room for because it takes away from the energy of racing.
Right. Hey, but you know, you always going to have your haters. You got to brush them haters off and keep moving forward, you know. Hell, I'm going to support anybody I can support, you know. Hell, what a hater got going on, you know. Hell, life go on.
That's true.
You true that, brother. True that.
Yes, sir.
All right, then, Corey, we got quite a few mics we got to get to. I appreciate you. Put your phone on mute and step
okay.
in whenever you get ready.
All right, we'll do. All right. Yeah.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
773-4325. Mike is live. Who are we speaking with? 773-4325. Your mic is live.
Yeah. Oh, this is Robin. I'm just listening to the program. You got a great program. Keep it going, guys. Don't worry about those haters.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We trying to shake them. Get them out the game. But, hey, hater going to hate, a rat going to rat, and a snake going to hit, goddamn it.
What seems to have caused this? Did you have an event that a bunch of haters came through or come through by acting rowdy or something?
I've been getting a little wind of people saying some about not supporting certain people's shows and stuff of that nature. And to me, that's absolutely wrong. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's somebody I just don't like. I would never tell nobody not to go to somebody's show.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I done heard a lot of that. Yeah.
That's just not right. That's not right. I don't care who listens, don't like it. That's just not right.
Yeah, you're right.
Period.
Let everybody judge for themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, guys. I'm gonna mute out, and you keep going.
Okay.
God
appreciate
bless
you, man.
All right.
Same to you. All right. 612-5563. Your mic is live. Who are we speaking with? 612-5563. Your mic is live. All right. Going once. Going twice. So, to the muted mic. 414-6614. Your mic is live. Who are we speaking with?
All the way from the first lane, all the way to the third. I'm glad there were no cars around. The car just did on its own, all the way to the left lane, where no cars around.
You need a
wheel, man. Yep. All right, you're telling about that street
thing
right
there.
Your mic is live.
That's all I need on my car. My car is shit real bad. I put two new front tires on that motherfucker. That motherfucker ride like a dream. I did put them two front tires on it. It changed.
All right, that motherfucker, you talking about them two front tires. You talking about the two front tires. Come on. 414-6614. You talking about the two front tires. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, I'm on my way, Joe.
You're on real, but next.
The 16th. All right. 708-6369.
Mike and Lyon, who's speaking to? Yeah, what's happening, butt naked DJ? Man, it's the infamous Cadillac, man. I'm in the house. Just speaking, seeing what's
Cadillac.
On the end of the night.
What's happening, Cadillac? What's happening? What's on your mind?
Dang on my mind, man. I love haters, man. Later, haters make the world go round. You understand what I'm saying? If you ain't doing no good, like you say, they ain't going to talk about you. They talked about the man upstairs, Jesus Christ, talked about his son all kind of ways, and the man had to do nothing but help folks. What you think, man? You understand what I'm saying, man? Hey, it's just something about people, man. They ain't got nothing to say. They got to make up something to say, so, you know, they're going to put you on their brain in some kind of way. That's all I say about it.
You know what, Joe, you real with that. You real with that. Like I said, a lot of the people I met, man, they support me more and uplift me more than the people right here. I give you one for instance. I never met that cat a day in my life. Never. And he been raising forever, even before he thought about racing. That goddamn dude, Mark, man, me and him don't talk every day like we used to since he got out. But while he was out, man, that cat goddamn would call me in the morning, ask me how the baby doing, how the family doing. You need anything, but nigga, when I wrecked my car, man, that dude been more of a, I'ma say he my friend. He ain't no goddamn, no partner. He a friend. That what friends do. We ain't got to talk every day, but hey, man, that dude look out for me, man. He tell me about the haters and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they need to stop that shit, man. He one cat to get his money, and he'll tell you get your money and fuck everything else, you know? don't know what's wrong with these guys, man. That shit don't make sense.
Well, you know what it really is, but next, you have to understand, man. A lot of these cats, man, they want to be these hitters, and, you know, far as I see, everybody want to be somebody. What they should be, man, but you know what? You got to stand on your own 2 feet, man. You ain't never supposed to knock another man, bro. Whatever he's doing, if he's doing right or wrong. You don't never knock nobody. You get your own and do yours the way you do it. And, man, hope next man can do his way. But you got today, in the 20th century era, man, everybody hate on one another. Man, I ain't never met so many haters, man, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, I love them, though. Keep me going. Because I like you to hate on me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got a question. I was on Lil Tony's show Sunday. Listening in, and I heard you say something about the y'all got another show.
Yeah. I'm on Clocks Off on Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
It's 8 o'clock our Chicago time, Central time is 9:30.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to announce and let people know, you know what it is, so everybody know officially.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, man. It's the Cadillac Baby Boy Show. We on Clocks Off, getting it in. The phone number 347-850-1016. Man, we got good conversation, man. Ain't no drama. We're trying to get it in. Talk about some drag racing. Locking it in. We trying to go. The North going to do something this year. That's all I'm going to take. If we got to run one another, we're going to bring it. That's all. We're going to have fun. I build my car to have some fun. I'm not a grudge racer. I just like racing. I like cars. I'm a car freak. So I go to the track. I wipe on my car. That's my thing. But now everybody want to, come out the car. They want to run me. I got to be this. I got to be that. If I got to cuss a person out for me to race them, I don't want to race them. I ain't got to race you. I ain't build my car for you. I built my car for me. So, a lot of cats, they get on the radio, they woof, and, it is what it is, man. I look over and going about my business, man. I'm bigger than that, man. So, that's my whole thing about drag racing, man. I've been drag racing a long time. I ain't never been no real big cat at it, but, I know a lot of guys who was. I'm the little guy in the back. I talk some trash, man, and bet on the side, and that's what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? But me trying to be that hero and all like that ain't me, man. I like having me some fun. When I first met Bud Naked, man, I tried to open the arms. Man, I've been knowing the man 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I showed him love, man. That's the way I do, man. I ain't that cat, man. I like having some fun. Get down. Get down. It's time to get down. The Cadillac going to show him. The Cadillac going to move and groove, baby. That's all the Cadillac going to do. My whole thing is this here. I come to win. I come to play. I come to get my money. It's time for these bras to get off their boots and get me my money. They've been holding my money too long. I'm coming for it. That's it. So that's all it is with me, man. Like I hear all you guys, you talk all that. Hey, man, if I got to cut somebody out, DJ, I ain't got to erase you, man. I got to talk about your mama. Then it gets personal. Dude, it don't make sense to me. That's just me.
Yeah.
But sometimes some people like that for the game. So, it is what it is.
But then, Keller, have you heard of anybody saying things of the nature of not going to somebody else's race?
You say what now, D?
Have you heard anybody saying anything to the nature like not going to or supporting somebody else's race? What do you feel about that?
Well, I heard a few things about some people don't support other people and why should they go with this and that. I feel like this, you're a grown man. I ain't going to tell you what to do. That's your decision. But, me, you support me, I got to support you. That's just the way I was brought up, man. I ain't no funny type cat, what I'm saying? Where support is needed,
line is, it's like this. Even if you don't want to support somebody, you never say nothing. You never tell nobody not to support somebody.
Right. I said that. You don't say nothing negative. You let that person make their own decision.
Yeah.
I can tell you what I ain't going to do, but I don't want that to affect you from doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
You understand? See, that's the thing.
Me personally, I'm not going to – if I ain't got nothing good to say,
ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah. That's it. That's how it should
be.
All right, Kellen DJ. We got some more calls. I got to get the other hands up.
We appreciate you calling in, Kellen.
Okay, man. I'm on mute,
phone
man.
On mute. Okay. 773-4309. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
What's up, butt naked DJ Big Wheel?
What's up,
Big
Wheel?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm turning that chicken over weight on you, butt naked.
Hey, boy, I can't wait to get it. You knew it. For the one that don't know, when y'all go to the show and you see Big Wheel there, y'all go there and support the band, man. He over there, him and his family and kids and grandkids and stuff, and he over there filling that chicken. I'm telling you, make you bite your goddamn finger off. It's so good.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Make sure y'all find him now, Big Wheel. Out of all the vendors, make sure y'all try that chicken now. If you don't like it, I'll give you money back, my goddamn self. Believe that. They good. They real good.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir.
DJ, yep. What happened with you, man? You ain't going to make it?
DJ.
DJ in the bushes.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. What'd you say now?
Big Wheel talking to you.
You ain't going to make it. I thought you were gonna be ready, gonna debut your pie at the show, man.
Yeah, that was the plan, Big Wheel. But I'm at the mercy of, you know, things are just out of my control, out of my hands. I mean, I thought I would have been ready, but it just is what it is, man. I mean, I've been patient this long. It is what it is.
Right.
All I can say. I mean, right. I ain't mad or nothing. I mean, it just is what it is. You know what I mean? So. I know where I'm at, where I want to be at, and all I can do is do what I, you know, do what I'm told. So when it's
right,
ready, it's ready.
Right. Okay.
People that are somewhat perfectionists. So if they don't see perfection or something needs to be done here, needs to be done there, it ain't just like it's supposed to be, it don't leave the shop. So I ain't mad.
Yeah. Well, I'm mad, but I understand. But next time, you're going to definitely be there with the ride, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I ain't got nothing to do but get there. I got to get to Tony this weekend. And for y'all don't know, Tony Bryan got to raise up the Leicester Mountain over there by Birmingham. And think me and the 901 boy got to run each other. Ain't no thinking. I know we got to run each other over there. And, I think Tony Bryan running, what the boy name, DJ? 10,000 over there, ain't it?
Real Tree, ain't it?
Yeah, Real Tree. Is it Real Tree?
I think it's Real Tree. Yeah, I think
it's supposed to be
Real Tree.
I forgot who in the hell it is.
I think it's supposed to be Real Tree.
Well, whoever the fuck it is, $10,000 that they running for. They're getting it in.
You think you might give it, go and give it to Real Tree at Cold Killer Ray? At the end of the year.
Hey, you say the bed hole for land. You know that. if you don't know that, you ain't never did no pimp.
So what's the hate? What's the new word on the haters, DJ? What's happening?
I'm just speaking on. I've been hearing the people are saying stuff about they not wanting to support this race or support that race, and I just don't think that's right. I don't think you should never say nothing about don't go to this man race or don't support this. That's just not right. Regardless of this or that, if somebody's bringing something to your town, your city, your area, or somebody's trying to put together something for the fans, you know.
But I'm going to say this, why it's fresh in my mind. Seems like when you get older, you should get wiser. You know, you should want to help another man out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
if you don't like a person, that's your own personal thing.
You go spend your money with all the other folk. Why the hell you going to spend your money with your own folk? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That is motherfucking crazy to me.
I don't care. I can't say nobody I don't like. Cause I mean, I don't have no dislike ways that I don't like people. I know I got ways that people don't like, but I wouldn't
care
if somebody's doing a show and I'm gonna be there. I mean, I don't care who you're throwing the show. It is what
I'm
it is.
I'm gonna give you another example, DJ. I don't care what business a lot of us minorities have. I ain't gonna say black folk. I'm gonna say minority. I have more than enough doing this shit. We always got to give a hookup. We always got to let somebody in free. We always got to do this. We always got to give them this. We got to give them that. I promise you, you go to one of the motorways, I bet your ass ain't getting in free.
Sure ain't. That's now that's.
And you gonna pay for your tech card and every goddamn thing.
You sure true. But one thing about me, I don't care about pay. I don't care about paying. My biggest, I don't like to wait, but I don't have a problem paying. I just don't. I honestly just don't like the way. I don't like the way there's no line. I just don't like that. I don't mind paying. This don't make me wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but like you said, anywhere else you go, you know, I don't go to somebody race expecting to get in free or none of that. You know, if they want to do that for you when you get there, fine, thank you. But when I come to that gate, I'm prepared to pay. Because anywhere else you go, you don't have to pay. Yeah.
But if the line is there, the line is there. I mean, come on now. Now you're putting yourself above in a different light.
It's a what?
It's
no,
a
no,
line.
No,
it's
no,
a
no.
line.
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying I understand that. I'm just saying this me personally. I just hate waiting. It ain't, I'm not telling somebody they need to come get me out the line and bring me up to the front.
Oh,
I'm just
okay,
saying that's
okay,
just me.
Okay.
That's just one of my pet peeves. I just don't. I'm impatient. I don't like waiting. That's all. That ain't.
Okay.
It ain't got nothing.
Well,
but you know what?
I'm gonna get back to keep it real though.
Uh-huh.
If now we're gonna leave it off, we're gonna take it off the shows, the grudge race shows, and put it on somebody's fish market. If the fish is no good, man, the fish is no good. I'm gonna tell my friends, don't go there. The fish ain't no good. I seen them drop it on the floor. I seen them use old stuff, whatever. You know, it's the same thing. Don't put it on grudge racing. The people are lying, man. They ain't not bringing nobody. The trash is bad. The prep ain't there. The cars they say ain't gonna be there. Ain't gonna be there. Yeah, man, I'm gonna tell it.
Yeah, if it's now, don't get me wrong. Now, if it's some false
it's
advertising,
fraud,
going,
fraud.
It's some false
right.
advertising going on. You know, yeah. I mean, that's something that you can say. Me personally, on a public platform, I'm not gonna do that because for one, I can't say that I know for a fact that this man and this man got this deal going on or they ain't got this deal going on. I can't say that because I'm not the promoter. I mean, in anything I tell you, if I'm not talking to both parties, it's hearsay.
Right, but if it's been
proven.
But if it's been proven,
if they did it
last year,
year
before last.
If
they've been keeping up with the same thing, always talking about such and such going to be there and they don't show up. Or they ain't going to do this. They don't have no races locked in. They faking, talking about races locked in. There ain't none locked in. They talking about the trap going to be prepped. They talking about the food is going to be this or that. And if they lying, mm-hmm. they lying. And if it's been proven, they done did it in the last 2-3 years in a row. Hey, man, I'm going to tell my partner. Man, I ain't going. Reason why. And I ain't trying to hate. But I'm just telling facts. I ain't going to waste my money to go over there. I done went hundreds of miles and sit up there and be disappointed like hell because of people lied. Not because somebody's car broke down or somebody got hurt. People just straight out lied.
Well, some things like that, you're absolutely right as far
I'm playing the devil advocate. Of course, but I'm just saying, you know, some things, I mean, I do respect what you're saying. You know, I've been talking to one of my partners. He tells me all the time, man, I ain't telling you not to go. I'm telling you what I'm not going to do, you know. So, and I understand and respect that.
I understand. But listen to this, Big Wheel. It's like this. Bottom line. Good or bad, because we've had some shows. This year, last year, the people say this was going to happen, that was going to happen, and shit didn't happen. But guess what? That shit is going to happen all the time. I don't know the reason why this didn't happen. I don't know the reason why that didn't happen. But all I can say is this. I know if somebody's still putting up their money to try to do something. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. We all seen the movie. A lot of people have seen the movie called Janky Promoters. You know, there's some janky promoters out there. Yes. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. But the bottom line is, you know, I can't, me personally, this is just me personally, because everybody got their own view. I can't say what a man is doing or what a man ain't doing as a promoter, because I'm not up in his business enough to know what the hell he's doing. I ain't even trying to be up in his business to see what he's trying to do. But, you know, if somebody putting together a show that seems like it's all right, all I'm saying, I'm going to try to go, regardless who it is. I don't care who it is. I don't care if my partner don't like him. So what? If I feel like I want to go, I'm going. All I'm saying there's too much BS in the game, and sometimes a lot of this BS that we, you know, we see, and it triggers off into these shows, and it takes away from what we really want to do, and that's ceasing racing.
Yep.
But if you put together a show and you got several people in the house that you know going to bring action, you know that's going to go, to me, that's putting together a good show, period.
Right. I agree. Hey,
DJ,
I agree.
I mean, if anybody have a race,
hey, DJ,
anybody have
you,
a race.
You know, we got to hold on 1 second, Carl. We dropping calls. Let me get these land 2 calls. We don't drop 4 more. Let me on these guys, Michael, because they've been holding for a while. The other rest on them dropped off. 313-7173. Your mic is live. Sorry it took so long.
That's all right. What's going on, TJ? What's up, Butt Naked?
What's going on, homie?
This Shake and Bake.
Shake and Bake.
What's going on, DJ?
Hey, man, what you know, good brother?
Hey, man, I'm just calling in to support, and you know how I do it, man. Show my love to everybody, dog.
Appreciate it, Shake. Everybody's doing good. The family great.
Man, yeah, dude, everything's good. I can't complain.
Oh, yeah.
You talked to Sleepy, DJ?
I hadn't talked to him today, but I'll definitely be talking to him in the morning.
Yeah, I talked to him
definitely.
Yesterday. Yeah,
and there again, anybody that wants to try to help our fallen soldiers, Sleepy, that had a catastrophe with his house being burned down. Please, let's try to get together and try to get these funds to him, because he's in dire need of them. So me, myself, but Naked, any of the grudging governors, anybody that can get in touch with me, but Naked, Shake and Bake, try to get funds in any one of our hands so we can get them to Sleepy, or if you do want to do a MoneyGram or something directly to Sleepy, just. Get with us, we can give you the information. My number is 706-681-6670. And Shake and Bake, you want to put your number out there, Tussle?
313-384-7173. Shake and Bake. Any little money and somebody can help donate to help him out, because,
anything.
Sleepy needs some help now. And waiting on them insurance people can take forever. So
man,
I got my corner and my prayer. So if it was me, I want somebody to help me.
Yeah. All righty then.
All right.
I'm at work,
so I'm going to go back on mute. But,
okay.
I'm listening to you.
Right.
Okay,
hey,
so you're just calling in.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing, Coles?
Who?
I said, how you doing, co-host?
How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. What's happening, Mark?
How y'all fellas doing?
What's on your mind, bro?
I'm going to have to talk to Wick, then. We got to get something together for Mr. Sleepy and his family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Together for Miss Old Sleep. I ain't know that tragedy happened to my buddy.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir?
What you do? Hey, I really don't appreciate you getting everybody that little stripper number you got. I don't want no motherfucking table dance shit.
What are you saying? Hey, I need that guy to laugh. I had a band that the free leg on. I had a whole goddamn thing.
God damn. DJ, well, I want that little goddamn stripper name and shit. Now, you got to cut that out. You ain't being straight.
What are you talking about, man?
Hey, Mark. Then when you got that man telephone, that bitch was stunning the strip club on that pole.
No.
No one stop.
He hollered, hey, this is Mr. DJ. Hey, Bud Nick, you call me.
Yeah.
We waiting for voice message, kept saying.
I forgot. Refresh my memory. I forgot. When your boy me was just calling when you kept dropping land, we.
Oh man!
But that boy man said, "Mark, say it again." Back refresh our memory.
Hey, this is Mr. DJ. You need a table down. You called me right side. What the hell is going on?
What the hell?
But Nick, I'm down the wrong number.
I thought I was down the wrong goddamn number.
Yeah, you dialed the wrong number, boy. You dialed the wrong number.
Nah. He was hanging the phone up quick enough. He was down your back line.
Everybody heard that. And this is Mark Obama. Now approve this bitch. I heard it.
Oh yeah, this is Mark Obama. We approved now. Now we heard you trying to talk three ounces of sex. Hey, this is Mr. DJ. They call me No One Donald.
Oh, wow. Y'all be wild.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff, all the people on the phone having a show in Starsville Raceway this weekend, Sunday. Me and Tony Bryan, I'm going down to Starsville, Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a show, Grudge Fest. Yes,
so
sir, it's starting to come up.
Y'all going
to
do something, so that's prime time, got something Saturday, and then they going on to Mississippi Sunday?
Yeah. Yes, sir,
okay.
Yes, sir, we're going to prime time thing Saturday, and we're coming on to Mississippi Sunday. We're going to keep rolling Mississippi.
Sounds good.
No, we got to show up and show out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So everybody come out and support
the people weekend. So we're letting niggas come and lay their dick on y'all back this weekend. You say Sunday he can come back and y'all try to return the favor.
Check this out. Only thing I want to know, Wick my lay by 80 pounds of dick on butt niggas back. They said something just bigger than motherfuckers.
Motherfucker, you got the dick. You got the dick.
Goddamn, he look like a little joke.
Oh, shit. Boy, I thought that joke ain't right. Boy, he just ain't right.
That's crazy.
Oh, but you know, man, you know, the people who can come if you can't. I just pray for the people who on the road traveling.
That's all we can do. Everybody, we need to get back to trying to support everybody, man. It's not easy doing this shit. And the thing is, you know, we do have some janking promoters out there, but at the same time, you know, janking promoters sometimes try to make it right, so you never know. So give everybody a chance, but don't put the next man down. To, you know, if somebody's trying to do something, put something together to bring some action to the area.
Hey, Mr. Sleepy, don't, you know, I can feel your pain, but me, Wick, and the 901 boy, we're going to put, they call it a doggy bag together, and we're going to come to see you with. I'll get
good
somebody
deal.
To give it to you, sir.
Well, good deal. That's real big. And I always got, I mean,
for you and your
things like that is what makes 901 team what it is. We talk shit to each other and all that, but we all know, man. That's why I like y'all boys, man. Bottom line, y'all going to go, and y'all going to help if y'all can help.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah, can't say nothing bad about y'all. Until we ready to get in y'all ass. Other than that,
y'all
all right with me.
Well, you know, I don't know, DJ. I got to probably go get your throat right or something, get you some alcohol or something. Get that. Get that sweet.
Man, I need you to there you go, that bullshit.
I need you to drink a gin. He got to be drinking long out of tea. He got to drink up the raw gin. Blue
top. Well, y'all, wow. Let me get in your last two mic, guys. 773-3625. Sorry about the wait. 3625.
Hello.
Hello.
What happened?
What happened? Who is it?
This is the real baby boy, man, for the west side of Chicago. Butt naked, baby boy.
Baby boy. What's happening, baby boy? Hey,
what's going on?
Man, I was just calling in to support you guys' show, man, because I got love for you guys, man. You guys are some good people, man.
And we try, man. It ain't hard to keep it real, baby boy. That's all I know how to do. You keep it real, ain't no other way to be. I mean,
you know,
it's easy to keep it real. It's harder to do the other shit.
Hey, butt naked, you laughing. But that's the whole criteria, this whole conversation that I'm trying to kick off, that when you got people that's 100% real people, man, I would love to come see you guys when you come to Chicago, and I'm coming to see you guys, man. I'm going to support just you. If I got to stay there for 15 seconds, I'm going to meet DJ Grant, and I'm going to meet Butt Naked with his black ass.
Hey, baby boy. Bring an extra $2 with you, cause I might need you, goddamn. I'm going to call if you don't cut me some of that goddamn cone this time, boy. Not corn, cone. I'm cutting some of that cone. There's a lot of corn on them stalks out there. I promise you. Y'all heard from Brett Nigga. If I don't get me a cocoa sack full of that cone, it come moving on the goddamn 10 speed. I'm going to give me some of that cone.
I'm going to
take me some cone. I don't give a fuck what cone it is. It's on the side of the road. I'm going to get it.
So we gonna,
if
we
I piss out them,
we're going to roll some of that cone at the track then.
That corn ain't ready to eat. You must know that more that corn ain't ready to eat, but nigga, you can't roll up the fields and go get that corn. Them corns over there ain't right to eat.
Man, when I
but
see that corn left,
that corn,
right.
Get some of that corn.
I ain't gonna get no corn. I'm getting some cone, goddamn. I'm giving me some of that cone. I ain't getting no corn.
I love me some of that cone.
All right, so let me get the other line. The last one right here, because the other one's going to fill off. 773, send the 115, your mic is live.
What up, buddy? 773. DJ
hey,
Grant.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
How y'all guys doing?
Good.
Pretty
good. What is it, kid?
Some of that cone, huh? Yeah, this is me. You gonna try to get some of that cone,
hey,
huh?
I'm gonna get me some of that cone unless something stops me from getting some. Get me some of that cone this year. And I ain't saying corn, I said cone.
I hear you. They got plenty of it over there on the side of the track.
Man, there's so much of that goddamn cone out there. Give me some of that shit.
Hey, Butt Naked, let me just warn you, though. If you see a little old white lady with no teeth in her mouth carrying a shotgun, leave that cone alone.
You better. Hey, if I see anybody in that goddamn field, I'm going to leave alone. I'm going to lay down and crawl. Now you crawl on your stomach. I'm going to crawl and reach up and grab me something so you ain't going to see me.
There you go.
I got to try some of that corn, though. I'm going to get me some. And I'm going to put it on the grill at the track.
Hey, Butt Naked, you got a waist locked in, right?
Tommy. Guy named Tommy.
Right.
Okay. With 29 with Willie Ball. He got 1-1.
God dang.
Right.
I just seen Tommy making a pass I seen Tommy making a pass early this morning, got day on the expressway, buddy. You better be right, because he tests him every day. He got that stuff right. So you better come on with it, Butt Nick, because Tommy ain't playing.
He don't want Butt Nick to come up there on 28, no Willie Boy, and run up in. I don't know who Tommy is, but Tommy,
y'all hold it down for 2 minutes. I got one guy finna do some bush hogging for him. I got to talk to him. Give me 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
I'm telling you, DJ, Tommy Gunn is a bad motor scooter, so.
Yeah, bad motor scooter.
What's what.
All I can say is my co-host is, you know how they say, motherfucker in the gym, buddy. He's been in the gym for a while. They've been shooting him up with steroids and everything. I don't know what the hell. I don't know how the hell that car, what that car going to be when it come out of that, when you go pick it up.
I'll tell you one thing. If it's short anywhere, Tommy going to make a believer out of him. I'll tell you that. And if you don't
why the hell Tommy ain't running them head up then?
That's what he was offering.
I ain't mad at that. Now.
He's supposed to throw something out there.
You cooking out there, right?
Yes, sir. You make sure you come by and see me.
Oh, most definitely.
All right, I appreciate
Nick Will
it.
Will be in the building.
Yes, sir.
So if Big Will's gonna be there, we all gotta know, because y'all heard Big Will talking. We know it ain't no janking promoter going on at this rate.
No. Oh no. Hey, DJ.
Yes, you just said some real thing, this baby boy. If you gotta get Big Will there, you gotta get Uncle Larry there. You gotta call Big Larry, Uncle Larry to get him there now.
Okay.
You gotta get him there now.
I was sure Uncle Larry was gonna be there anyway. Uncle Larry was on the show last week though, I think. So I mean, I hadn't talked to Uncle Larry. I guess, you know, got things going on. Everybody can't talk to everybody every day and this and that, but you know, so yeah, I gotta call Uncle L.
Yes. Please do, man. Call him, man, because we wanna come like a son, and support the whole race, man.
That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, I don't see what the reason wouldn't be no reason if the South is coming to y'all goddamn back new. What the hell would keep you from coming? It don't.
That don't make sense.
It don't make no sense to me. That period.
That's like when the conspiracy really would come into play.
The South coming to the North, and y'all gonna stay your ass at home. Who does that? Either you stay at home. Some people stay at home. They don't want to get their asshole blowed out.
Uncle Larry said he always go down south now.
Uncle Larry be sitting over in the cut. You won't know he there. But he be there. He be there. Come to see some action. A lot of times the thing is people want to see some action, man. People don't want to travel and not see nothing. Now, I definitely agree with that. But, I mean, I can assure you, whenever you have a man like Tony Bynes at a racetrack, regardless, a lot of people like him, a lot of people don't. But one thing about that man, I can say, that man is going to race and he's going to bring action, period. Wherever he is, he's trying to go. Somebody call him a good race to them or whatever. But the man is trying to race, man. He ain't ducking nobody on 29, no Willie Bar. I can tell you that right now.
And a lot of other shit
here, right? But he gonna come with several cars, and he gonna try to lock some races in and race.
And that's the whole thing. He's always
been like that.
And that's the whole thing about this grudge game, man. A lot of guys don't understand this grudge game. You gotta support and be there and fellowship and engage. Known in the national board game. You see what I'm saying? So if you're not known and recognized in this thing, you'll just be missed. Like you got a quiet storm, a bad storm, and you say a tornado coming.
Bad, I forgot to read that. Bad, bad, Bad Storm has been the center of a lot of controversy with his nice and small block car, and he will be at Business Race. He's coming to Chicago. It's going to be some killers in the house. So, I mean, we don't get but one, two times a year where we can get the South and the North together. So you gotta make the best of it, man. So you know, it's just like if I know y'all coming, if y'all coming down here, I'm gonna be there. Period.
DJ, plain and simple. If they don't show, they the ones that are doing the hating. That's all. You know, whoever don't show because they doing the hating. Like you said, it's gonna be a good show. People coming from all over, and if they don't come, they're just doing it for one reason. They hating. That's all. They're the ones doing the backstabbing.
I gotta kind of agree with you there, man. That to me,
hey,
that's just,
yeah. Hey, DJ, let me clear this shit up, man. Hey, Big Will.
What up?
This baby boy, man, you want to do something tonight, man, on South Chicago at 1:30 tonight? With your dad?
1:30, why so late?
Huh?
Why so late?
I said on 1:30 or South Chicago tonight, man. You ain't got to, you heard what I said, man. You getting the dementia or something, ain't you? Ain't you, you doing something? You doing something? You listening more, ain't you? I said you trying to do something tonight with that dad, with my Maximal.
No, man, don't lie.
All right.
All right, I'm back.
Okay,
I'm
going to leave you alone.
What y'all talking about raising that? The street sales?
Huh?
What are they talking about raising? I tried talking to you guys. I had to cut that fee.
I got a 2000 maximum, and he got some type of jag. He got some, I don't know what year is it. And he threatened me with it, and I'm trying to make sure he won't threaten me no more. I'm trying to make sure he won't threaten me no more tonight.
Hey, baby. Baby boy, what kind of jag you talking about raising, baby boy?
He got a photo jag. I got a 2000 maximum. I got 18-inch wheels on my car, factory chrome wheels. The wheels don't even come on my car. But if Big Will get down with that black jag, I'm going to beat all the hell out the man here, man, tonight.
he might not want to raise a jag, baby boy. Unless he said something.
DJ, he told me he's going to do something to me. He said he's going to do something to me and this and that and over the radio stations and all this and that.
Oh, so he called, yeah, he said something to you. Okay.
I was trying to get it correct. That's it. Because if he do anything on the sun, I'm going to beat all the hell on top of his head, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Hey,
DJ.
Yes, sir.
Got that cook.
Yeah, Mark. What up, Mark?
I'm ready to race.
You ready to race? It's Charlie.
I'm ready to race.
Which one you ready to race, Mark?
What we been working on?
Not Charlie.
I said we ready to race.
Okay. What's the other car name? BC car name?
Who?
BC. Bobby. What the name of his car is?
It ain't ready yet.
Y'all have named it yet?
Yeah, we're named.
What the name of it is?
The Memphis Gangster.
The Memphis Gangster. The goddamn Memphis Gangster.
The Memphis Gangster.
Where y'all are here?
That motherfucking Memphis Gangster. Hell yeah.
Memphis Gangster.
We got the Memphis Gangster, Charlie, and Candy Cane. All on 29. God damn it. Let me get you. Ooh.
I gotta go on the internet and find that song. What that old song you?
They got them Trick or Treat, the damn North Carolina, D-Max, and Mike Hill, and Baldy. All three of them races go.
When I go down there for Trick or Treat, I'm gonna take over. I'm taking over, goddamn, down there for Trick or Treat.
Huh?
When I go down there, I'm gonna take over for Trick or Treat. I said I would come, but I was gonna come one time. I'm coming for Trick or Treat. I'm coming as long as Willie and McCaw still together. I'm coming for that. I'm gonna have me some goddamn some ready to go on.
They're going down Trick or Treat. Trick or treat.
Man, let me tell you. What in the hell? I called today. Man, I was going to rent the goddamn track. Ooh, I need some partners. They told me $17.50
for what?
Rent the track for one day. I need somebody that's got the test too, goddamn.
And you got a service out there with a track to cut in the damn front yard. You need to rent that sound, bitch.
Yeah, that cut my front yard. Hell no, that man cut the field. Hey, Ma, let me tell you. You motherfuckers out here, I got to see crawl that field, boy. I got to see where I get to flag that bitch I called to, you know what I'm saying? It ain't in my yard. It ain't even on my property. These folks don't live around here no more. They live in Chicago. They ain't never live down here. They don't even keep the shit cut and clean. I ran the track and push the shit off, and then the shit don't grow up a little bit. Then I got a guy that come cut it for the bush hog for me. I got to be able to see. I got to be able to see out there, boy. I live in the woods.
Oh, I just got a text, but next time, they'll try you a Trick or Treat.
Well, goddamn it. I ain't making no threats right now, but I can tell you like this. It all good. Which car they talking about trying me with?
Huh? No. I said that somebody just sent me a text. Who you talking about? Who you talking to, Bennett?
Who that is talking about? Goddamn, I just got to the post. More hands up. Let me on these hands up. Sorry, y'all. I was outside dealing with the guy who cut my field out there. 708-0992. Mike and Lyon, who we speaking with?
What's up, butt naked? What's happening?
What's up?
On YouTube watching Jolly Rancher. He coming up to Morocco, Indiana, man. So I'm just watching Jolly Rancher. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, he said he confirmed it last night on the Jay show that he coming.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at it. Also, I had Boss Bynes on Jay Barnes' show last night. You know, a lot of the guys in the Midwest, you know, want to stick to their guns and run out the back door. And we had a Boss on the phone, and he was talking to the East Side Stranglers. And I think East Side Strangler said he had a big block on 29s, and he wanted to run out the back door. And Boss was on the phone and said that he had a small block on 28s, he'd run out the back door, or a big block on 29s, he'd run out the back door. Told him to pick whichever car he wanted to run so he can change his gear. So next Monday we're gonna have him back on the phone again and see if we can get some quarter mile action.
Some quarter mile. That's about quarter mile action with Dave.
No, they want to run the quarter mile up there in Chicago. Some people, some of them, not all of them. Some of them, you know, want to run the quarter mile. So, I told him I was going to, get us a quarter mile action.
Hey, DJ, if a motherfucker run that far, that mean they lonely. Motherfucker run that far, that mean they lonely.
Why you say that, Bob?
Because if a motherfucker beat you to the eight, you know damn well you don't get beat to the quarter. So what's the damn difference with that?
Hey Mark, I kind of feel the same way, but a lot of guys got their cars geared up to the quarter mile, so they want to go up top. So I know if I had Wick coming, I had another person that'd go out the back door, but But we're gonna get Tony Vine. We're gonna get somebody else around.
Let me tell you something. It ain't saving the run quarter mile on them goddamn little tire that we got. What the hell wrong with that? I know that, but you know, that's their hustle. You know, that's certain people hustle. Let me, for the one that don't know, I'm gonna inform you. I told her out of Cobb Ben Edison in Atlanta. I told her out of Cobb Ben goddamn Cap Hill, Alabama. I told her I won in Montgomery, Alabama. And I wrecked again. I wrecked two more times in Montgomery, so I had three wrecks in Montgomery. I'm going to total one of them out. I don't total one in goddamn
You can total eight, but nigga, but you can total them in the 8th mile. I mean, you can total a car in the 8th mile. But,
yeah,
I mean,
but I'm just saying,
I mean, but,
man,
yeah,
they can go to hell with that.
Yeah, you could total a car, you know, going to the 330, you know, they, you know, off the start line, you could total a car, but they want to run the quarter mile, and quarter mile racing, you know, is real prevalent in the north. I don't say the north, I don't consider Chicago north.
I'll tell you what,
the Midwest.
I gotta go out there and run a quarter mile. You get the ones that they want to run a quarter mile in the name and the tax that they got. I think I gotta go out there with accommodating. I sure do.
Do we got a hair dry or is he nitrous?
He got a goddamn hair dry.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be able to get none of that action for you, but nigga. But if he was nitrous, I'm sure we could probably get about 2 or 3 lock-ins for him. But since he got that hair dry, you know, and running one out the back door, I don't think they want no trouble.
I wouldn't care about that hair dry. Fuck that hair dry.
Yeah. But, you know, it's all
Boy, don't make me call my
ball,
man.
Man, we ain't got no phone call for you yet, but nigga.
I sure ain't calling him. Be on the mall. How did we get on the phone tonight? I forgot all about that shit. I sure did.
Now, I tell you, you ain't going to call.
I sure did. You sure told him, but I forgot all about it. Real talk.
See, you ain't crazy. You ain't crazy. They think you are.
Yeah, I'm that crazy, man.
Hey, that race you locked in with, butt naked, only thing, you don't have a time limit. You don't have a time limit. I try to get a time limit on it, but you know I know you want to run more than one time, so you may run a car before Tommy now. But I try to get a time limit, but I couldn't get him locked in on time limit.
Tommy, you got to mute your mic. If you're not talking, please mute your mic. Can't hear.
What? Anybody know?
Somebody got some background noise. If you ain't talking, please mute your mic.
Please.
I don't want to mute everybody. Mike, come on, homie. Whoever got that background noise, please mute your phone, because I don't want to mute everybody. Mike, there's some good folks that didn't know the rules. I don't want to mute them people, Mike. Come on, man. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
224-6386. The mic is live. Who's speaking with?
Smooth coming on, man. What's up, fellas? Just listening in on the show.
What's going on?
I'm good, man.
Appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah, I'm calling in, man. Just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen on the 19th. Come on, man. Bring one of them cars up there. You know we love a quarter mile up here.
All right, you got anybody that want to run a quarter mile? Smooth criminal.
Yeah, I got a lot of people up there that's going to run the quarter. You bring it up here, nice as 28, 29, too.
You know what? I might try that shit one goddamn time.
You got somebody going to lock in?
No, I ain't got nobody that want to lock in. Get me a lock there, Reed, goddamn. I'll try. I'm chain time. I'm
going
to try that shit, motherfucker. Hell no, I got a mouth to move.
I'm trying to quiet your mouth, man.
Huh?
He over there, it looked like he's been a clown of mouth.
I know, right?
I don't have small blocks.
We want them small blocks up here, man. We'll set them out.
I don't want small blocks.
Well, look, they got some big blocks up there too now. Ain't like we can't accommodate you.
Yeah, I'm not saying y'all can. I just said y'all get me one, and if for sure, I'm going to something.
You
somebody got the speakerphone on. The echo.
We'll see what we can do. I'm sure I can find something, man.
I ain't hard to find. One call, that's all.
let me shop around. We'll see what we can do.
Okay. All right. Sound good.
Now I'm gonna say
this too.
Hold on. Let me see something.
Somebody got an echo. Somebody got their phone on speaker.
Yeah, I close the mic. Hey, I'm gonna say this too for the guys that's down south. Man, come up here racing. The Coop Performance came up here last year and ran. He got a nitrous car, and he ran two big blocks, and both of them had F3s. Don't come up here crying, talking about the Midwest got hair dries and y'all got nitrous and y'all ain't running. Because Coop Performance came up here last year with a big block, nitrous, on 28, and he ran two big blocks with F3s. Look at the car, pick your man, and let's get out. Don't want all that crying about, man, you got a pro charge. You got fourth induction. Man, drag race, grudge race.
Yeah,
that shit
over with, man. It, the damn
yeah.
Blowing all that, that shit. That, fuck that shit. It is what it is now.
Hey,
everybody fast, man, huh?
Y'all need to be talking about Leaking Ass Leon. Y'all need to be telling him that.
Leon said if he got oil pressure Monday, he gonna lock Tony Bynes in. Tony Bynes
man.
Came up here last year and ran a turbo car off the trailer with Gangsta Boutu. So all that, you know, I ain't running no pro charger car, I ain't running no nitrous car. Man, stop that noise. Get up here and let's race.
That's it.
Yeah.
I heard that.
You said the same thing with your small block. You said you ain't going no turbo or forced induction car with your small block. Would you want Terry and SVO now? This baby boy.
No. Listen, baby boy. Listen, it's a thing of being smart and a thing of being stupid. I can't beat Terry and SVO, so I'm not going to race them. But if I see somebody with a turbo car that I feel I can beat, I'm going to run them. They got a Protoss car, I'm going to run them. But no, hell no, I'm not going to run SVO. I know what the freak they run.
When you put all these background on races and you bring your ass up here and one of the tongue guards up in the wheel?
I don't know. Already, my car's already locked in. So who you want me to run? I locked in two people and they done bagged out.
I want you to run ahead. I want you to run SVO.
Who?
I'm just fucking with you, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Biz is going to die. I know Biz. Y'all
can
see
it.
Biz going to go. I can
see it.
Biz
going
to
go, man.
when I come on the mic.
Hold on, B.
Yeah, go ahead.
202-902-9418. Your mic is live. 202-9418. All right, man. I get in here and want to say, man.
I come on the property, I'm looking for Ground and Pound. I'm looking for GQ Racing. Who else up there I'm looking for? I'm looking for Tommy. Looking for them all. Voss. I'm looking for them all. When I bring my cop there, I'm looking for them all. Damn it, we're running the shootout. I'm running the shootout with all of them.
What?
Huh?
You don't have a race with these fast stranglers no more?
You're looking for a lot of guys, I tell you that.
Yeah, right. I'm looking for Hootie. If Hootie's on the property, I'm going to paralyze that man, with his cop.
B, what kind of car you got now, B?
A small block nitrous car.
What kind of car is that?
It's a Mustang. If you get a Facebook account, you'll see it.
I told you I do not do no fucking Facebook, Instagram.
And that's understandable. But I'm telling you, if you get a Facebook account, you'll see it.
I see a picture of it, but nigga, I see a picture.
You saying it because you know, for the one that don't know, I don't do no electronic nothing.
You got a cell phone,
got a
don't
cell
you?
Phone. Got, that's the only thing I got, but I ain't getting on none of that bullshit. No Facebook, no Instagram, no nothing. Snapchat, none of that bullshit. I don't want it. I ain't going to get it. Nothing.
Hey, Ben.
Would you run a motorcycle with a speed tire in your car?
I'm coming up there on a slick. I'm coming up there on a slick. I'm not coming up with two sets of tires. I don't have two sets of rims. I'm coming up there on a slick.
I say, Will. It's a street bike, you say, baby boy?
Yes, it's a street bike with a street tire on it.
Not stretched or nothing?
Yes, it's stretched.
Well, it's a street bike, I mean, a real street bike. He's driving in the gate.
It's a real street bike. You can ride this shit around, real talk.
Lock it in.
Well, who I'm talking to?
You said Ben. You said you want to run Ben.
No. Somebody in the background say lock it in. Now, lock what in?
I lock Ben's car in. I'll lock it in for him. Yeah, he run.
Locking in what? What are you locking in, Big Will? What are you locking in, man?
That motorcycle.
Hold on now. What am I locking in to?
What, man? Car. That's what you were talking about.
Huh?
I mean,
no,
hold on.
Hey, baby boy, how much money you bring into the track on Saturday? Hey, sir, I'm going to break you. Hey, who you like, Tommy or Butt Naked? Let's go ahead and get this out the way. Who you like, Tommy or Butt Naked?
I like our motorcycle with our street power on with you. How about that?
Okay, well, lock in.
You gonna
put a
street
car
on?
I'm a who?
Why you gonna put a street car on, dude?
No, you gonna buy them?
No, I'm not gonna buy your street car.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm not gonna take that. You put a slick on the bike.
Your peanut gallery, shut up.
No, you put a slick on the bike.
Baby boy, now watch your mouth, baby boy. Watch your mouth now. Don't go there. Ain't no peanut gallery, none of that bullshit. I'm telling you now, watch your mouth, Tim.
I'm only talking to you then.
I'm telling you, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, I'm telling you. Don't let it get out of control because we were just talking racing. We weren't talking none of that old fancy stuff.
So what I'm saying to you?
Try to keep it there. I'm telling you, try to keep it there.
So what I'm saying to you is...
Hey, baby boy.
Put a slick on the bike, man.
Put a slick on the bike.
I'm not putting a slick on no bike. They got a slick down them.
It ain't going nowhere.
Go ahead, Butt Naked. Open up some mics, Butt Naked. Butt Naked, you got some mics. Go ahead and open up some mics, Butt Naked.
Man, that's how you goddamn sky those goddamn player dudes. I goddamn hog about race. Y'all better not never come down south of that bullshit. We race, man. Goddamn hog and put a six guy, put a slick chain on.
Put and he mad because what I said to another motherfucker. Come on, man, with all that shit, man. I'm talking to another motherfucker, bro. On the real. I'm talking to the motherfucker that on the car.
Hey, baby boy, just leave it alone, man.
Baby boy,
Dude, we're going to another topic. God damn.
Baby boy, it's over. It's over. We go move on. It's over. We don't want no trouble on the our show tonight. We just gonna leave it alone. We just let it go. We gonna let it go. That race ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. I don't want to get caught coming out of that cone for you. Y'all let that shit go, goddamn. I got a feeling that I get fucked up in the cone for you. Y'all go to get that bullshit over there. 219-4018. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with tonight?
What's up?
What's up?
I hear Biz wants to lock in with the SVO.
Who?
I hear Biz wants to lock in with the SVO.
Yeah, I want
to
lock in with SVO. Yeah. Yeah, I want to lock in with SVO. Yeah.
I'm getting all these text messages. Hey, Biz wants to lock you guys in. Someone's talking for the SVO and everything. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, he came over here with a low voice. What's up? See, when mama call on the phone like that, they know something. What you know, Chair?
Nothing.
What's up? Like,
you know you can't call
him
like that, DJ. You can't call him like that. A mug going to get your head. Every time.
That's it. What's up, Chair? How y'all doing?
All right.
Joker's throwing other people's cars on you. Boy, I have to tell you, that's some old faggot type of stuff I'm talking about.
All right, well, let me get this. Go ahead, Terry. What you going to say?
No, go ahead. You bring your car up here?
Yeah, the law willing. If the creek don't ride, Mississippi Joe said, if the creek don't ride, he coming.
Hey, my nigga. You know, yeah. I fuck with you. Stay out of God's business. You ain't supposed to say the same goddamn thing, damn fool. You see the creek riding?
All right, then, Ma, let me change it. Let me change it, then. If the good law willing, I'll be there. Oh, yeah. Tell
Lee
McCoy. Lee McCoy at home. Let's see it here.
Yep. Be your best bet.
708. 0313. Your mic in line.
What's up, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
What's up?
All
what's
right, brother. What's going on?
Hey, Big Wheel still on the phone?
What up,
yeah.
Rob? Hey, you having problems with a V6? Tell him I got a 7-cylinder. He got the car and the brake on the 19.
I ain't got no
hey,
problem,
got,
Rob.
Leave it alone, Rob.
He got
that red car.
He ain't do nothing. Leave it alone. What's
and
going on, Rob?
You
ain't gonna have a black car there?
Man, I broke my trans and my converter, so I'm trying to get them to hurry up and send it back to me.
Man, get that car there. We can get some action.
Yeah, at the sharing races when I broke it. I didn't even know it was broke.
I know it. Got to get it there. So
what kind of car you got, Rob?
All-motor, small-block Camaro.
I'm going to get you messed up, sir. I remember you talking slick to me. I'm going to get you messed up.
You want to do it, sir?
Yeah, we can do so.
I'm not taking I'm not taking three cars left or right.
Well, that's what you got. Either way you want to go, left or right, you got three cars. Whichever way you want to go, you pick it.
You know what? If you turn the nitrous off, I'll go three cars left or right.
And then what you going to do for me if I cut it off?
I'm going to let you get the roll.
You going to let me go?
If you turn it off.
Nah, I don't turn it on.
I'll let you feel like you beat me on the tree.
Okay. Well, we have one of them stagger trees.
That's what he wants from you, Biz. That's what he wants, a stagger tree from you. You can turn it
on.
Yes, sir.
You can leave it
on. No, sir.
There could be a pro stagger tree.
You can stay with your back tie and I'll turn it on.
You know what? I feel sudden by the way. That sounds good, but I think I would like to get off that line. Rolling.
Tell you what. You can stay with your back tie. I'll bag up one. I'll bag up. Have somebody put their foot in it. Put their foot in the light.
You're making the sound so good, man.
Yeah, I'll bag up one.
I prefer you to stay on that line and me stay on that line. I get that move.
Nah, that'll never happen.
I mean,
yep.
You know, you got a nice.
Actually,
the
2500
or better. I understand that. See, that break could turn into two or three and running. So I don't know that.
You got a driver back there. Maybe he could catch me moving.
Oh, I got a hell of a driver. So
yeah.
We just race off the light.
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
But
man.
Tell you what, we'll run head up and I'll clear you today.
I bet you would. You spraying today.
Huh?
You spraying today, I bet you would.
Oh, okay. Well, this is my last one. You stage your back tie and I'll clear you today. And I'll turn it on.
How about you give me everything.
You ain't, right. I ain't never giving a break, bro. Never giving a break.
But you
unless I'm 7 seconds faster than you.
I'm a podcast star.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, appreciate
what's up,
you giving me out, Mark, making that bond for me. You know I just got out, man, the county jail down in Holly Springs this week.
For real?
Yeah, I did a motherfucking drive.
Tell me what happened.
We had a goddamn drive by down there Sunday, man. Me and Marvin and they, I took the cars though. I told them go ahead and take me, man. And shit. Marv just got out. So I said, fuck.
Drive by don't even make the front page down here. That ain't nothing. You gotta shoot a woman in the back up here.
Yeah. Well, we did a drive by.
Now y'all gotta have goddamn what 82 shootings in one weekend. Goddamn, like y'all just be 82 fucking shootings in one weekend. And that was a slow weekend. Goddamn, that was a slow weekend last year. Goddamn,
I heard
we had
that shit this morning. Yeah,
and I don't understand.
I heard
this
on the new way down here.
Hey, yeah, I did a goddamn drive-by on a poor boy racing, man. Y'all didn't see it. That's why I'm going to tell you, bitch, you ain't got to be scared of the hit. You ain't got to be scared of the hit, bitch, man. We get motherfuckers a hit in the eight and did a drive-by on their motherfucking name.
Yeah,
650 feet.
Yeah.
If a motherfucker know how to take that hit right, they ain't got to catch that hit, but they got to take it right, though.
Oh, they took a good hit on us. They took a good goddamn hit. Now, I'm going to keep it real. That goddamn Kenny boy, shit. He set that bitch down about 150 feet out, and that goddamn predator just went to work, boy.
Bullshit,
goddamn
predator.
They locked me up for that shit. Goddamn drive by that now. You ain't gotta be scared of that hit, bitch. Get it to him, goddamn. Drive by his ass.
Thank you, dude. I'm dropped. Well, you on the other line once.
Yeah, DJ, goddamn it all. We fucked around, man. We had a few problems with Shawty, but we working them out now. We got them new car problems, goddamn it. But we goddamn, we worked them out, goddamn. We're going to be ready to shake down, goddamn, in a day or two.
That's what I'm talking about. I know when that motherfucker ready like you want it, it's going to be some motherfucker ass going to be in trouble.
Shit. I'm going to do some drive-bys, man. They're going to lock my ass. I'm going to have bond money with me when I go to a motherfucker race. All I can tell you, if I show up at your race, we got them pistols and we going to do a drive-by. And we got fun money. You can bet your goddamn $5 on that.
All right, y'all heard it first.
We did one in Montgomery at your race, didn't you?
Yeah, you did.
You did the drive-by and you forgot to put the lipstick on the motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that up, let you do that, guys.
Hey, we're whipping the end of the show tonight. We I got to feed the baby. Good night. We're going to end the show.
Oh,
man.
Man. Oh, man.
Y'all better wake up. We're going to feed the baby. Say it, baby. Night-night. Say it. Say it, poo-poo. Night-night. I got to eat the baby, y'all.
On that feed the baby. You leave the show.
I can't leave the show. Hell no. Somebody did a drive-by at Montgomery.
Hey, Whip. Hey, Whip.
He on. He doing something probably. Good cigarette time for him. Outside taking a break, cigarette break.
No, he's still in the jail. He's getting his, he giving him his personal belonging right now. He said, hold on. Oh, man, man, man. We've got a lot of nice races coming up.
Everybody run down. Wait a minute, I got another mic. I got a mic. Wait a minute, I got a mic. I don't look though. 443-3387. Your mic is live. 443-3387. Your mic is live.
Okay, is this the Adam Craigslist for the gay guinea pig? What?
So what?
What'd he say?
He hung up after that, whatever the fuck he did.
What'd he say?
I don't know the fuck he did.
He
said
something
about
fucking big nigga or some shit, something gay.
Motherfucker. You know you couldn't have got that line. I got the bitch phone number.
Hey,
and
look at
what
you got, man.
I'm gonna call him back. I'm gonna call him back. Why this? I don't know the fuck that was. We're gonna call him back, y'all. Let me see. He said something about some gay shit or something.
Oh,
God. I'm gonna see what the fuck this is. 443. What 443 at anyway?
I think that's Virginia.
443. 434-3387. Call that song big back.
Big call back. Hello?
Yeah, this is Sweet Dick Willie. You calling a while ago?
Yeah, I was wondering if this is the ad on Craigslist for the gay guinea pig. Also, do you have any gay rabbits that I could use?
Yeah, we got plenty of them.
Your mama
a
got
a gay
them,
hamster
brother.
Would also suffice.
Excuse me?
Ask your mother.
Excuse me?
Ask your mom.
I'm sorry, but I'm asking you a very simplified question. Is this the ad on Craigslist for the gay guinea pig and/or hamsters and/or rabbit?
Man, you here talking about some goddamn drag? We've been on hold for goddamn 40 minutes.
What? Can I have a gay dog then? Like, I don't really know why you aren't answering my question, sir.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this: the gay dog is your goddamn granddaddy. Bye.
A gay animal for my booty hole.
Wow. I hung up on that bitch. That bitch been on hold 40 minutes.
Hey, that's why this should be named the Butt Naked Show.
Listen, hey, that ain't got to do with no gay shit, boy. Believe that.
You need to change the name of this motherfucker.
Ma, you ain't why they did that motherfucker. I mean, Wick, you want me to do it to you?
No, I ain't
no
new
dick. You need something to go in your booty hole like he looking for the boy in here? God damn
four cousins, goddamn. We got some rabbits. What the fuck is this next problem, bro?
That dude been at home. He been at home for the long. Quick, go leave my computer alone. Get back now. Get the baby. Yes, you are. I'm not sure. Yeah, he been a hole alone. Oh, he done called back and prayed the one button again. That bitch didn't want to be seen. I ain't answering that shit. I see you, boy. Find somebody to play with. There ain't no goddamn gay bar show on this motherfucker here. And if you ain't never heard of White Pages, every cell phone got White Pages. And you can look at, we can see who you are. I do go and White Page your ass, goddammit. Put that phone on me and give me your damn name, your address, and everything. Believe that. White Pages. Download it on your phone and see if you think I'm playing. It's like a man want to put on about some gay ass shit. Motherfucker, ain't no gay bitches over here. We got them drag racing gangsters over him. That motherfucker don't spoil my apps. I'm trying to eat some butter pecan. That bitch don't fuck
me. Hey, Bud Naked. He back on, too.
Yeah, he back on. I just said he back on. I see him.
He know where he called. He's going to act like he calling somewhere else.
Maybe you need to change your name from Butt Naked to Clothes On.
They ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't gay. Ain't nothing gay about me over here. Ain't nothing gay about this show. Ain't nothing gay about nobody on this show that I know of. Everybody I know is some goddamn racist.
And let's not get it wrong. We have nothing, at this close, we have nothing against anybody that, with their preference of what they want to do or how they want to do it. So. You know, it's not that
you're
kind of show.
I don't bump no bitch on him.
No. I'm saying we don't discriminate. You know, anybody can listen to our show, but it ain't that type of show.
Okay, DJ.
He don't hold up now. Somebody put that motherfucker to do that shit. Somebody put him up to do it.
Hey, people be trying to find all kind of ways. You might want to say, oh, they tried to discriminate against us on that show.
Wait a minute. Take this shit out of him. Hey, B, you on the phone, B? You on the board, B?
I said Logan Kellis.
Who in the fuck is that?
That's the same dude.
It ain't showing no number this time. It ain't no number, just a name up there. And I didn't put that shit in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You put it in there?
No, I don't know.
Wait a minute, DJ. Say what, B?
No, I didn't put that in there. No, he called like on a private line. No, that's two people. Then you got three people that just popped up.
Where are these sweet motherfuckers calling from?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute.
They can listen, man. They can listen.
Hey, I'm putting on your mic. I don't know who in the hell you are. I appreciate you calling the show, but you with that goddamn gay shit. I'm hanging up now. And it ain't got no phone on me either. You got Logan Cars. Or Cars Logan.
We talking about racing.
We ain't talking about no goddamn church. We ain't talking about no goddamn nipping now. Racing. The Mike and Lion. Logan Cars. Cars.
My naked.
Say what?
My naked. How you doing?
Y'all don't got that phone right. Go ahead. I'm taking now. So you got down say one thing out the way. I'm kicking y'all. I got my hand on the button. Go ahead, Logan Clark. Go ahead, Logan Clark. I'll tell you, man. You're Mike and Lyle, go ahead. I'm here trying to hang your goddamn phone, man.
Yeah.
Do you
want to
say anything?
I'm here, but Nick. I'm here, but Nick.
Go ahead.
Hey, boy, hold on for a second. Somebody got that mic cream back in the freezer. These motherfuckers with me. Put that over in the freezer. Put that spoon in the sink.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead, sir. A ma'am, a it, whatever the fuck. Go ahead. Low in cars, are you there? Are you there?
Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine,
yeah,
sir.
We
how you doing? Welcome to the Bud Naked
right.
Show.
Oh,
what
Bud Naked.
And DJ Grant?
I was wondering if you tap my booty hole for me, please.
Fuck that, y'all. I don't know what to play. Y'all don't hear all these motherfuckers tonight.
Hey, man.
410. Y'all don't play them booty jokes. Not like that. Not on this show.
What the
fuck? Kind of show.
Man,
you know who it is, too, DJ. You with that bullshit. They reach about this.
I promise y'all know who it is.
Where am the Butt Naked and DJ Grant? Okay, motherfucker. It's the Butt Naked show. I'm going to kick your ass off, too. 410-9923.
I'm the co-host.
Who was speaking with?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I was wondering about that the gay girl ad. I want to know if it's real or not, because I've been looking for one of those for like 4 years now.
Listen, for what?
He don't hung the fuck up, too. I didn't hang him up. I get big and hung him up. They don't know what the fuck going on. What the hell wrong with these boys, man?
I don't know, man. We gotta shut the show down, man. We ain't got time for this bullshit.
But naked. But they ran into pressure on you, man.
Y'all see me to my butt naked show. Motherfucker.
No, I was talking to all niggas so they knew it was your show, butt naked, that's all.
No. I got something for them. I got something for y'all motherfuckers talking about that gay shit. Here you go right here.
Little motherfucker gonna try to rob me. Well, I'm gonna show you how we do it up here in Pinkies, nigga. I wasn't trying to rob. Shut up! Before I bust a cap up in your ass.
Look,
man, what you doing with Day-Day and Roach? Day-Day is my people. Shut up! Now, who sent you, nigga?
Who sent y'all, motherfucker, nigga? Y'all heard?
Fucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga. Now.
Yeah, you crazy.
But, Nick, what kind of show are you running, man?
I don't know what kind of shit they got going on tonight.
I don't know either, man. But they going to be the reason we ended early tonight.
You better believe it. They want to play. They want to goddamn play this sweet shit tonight. That bitch done called back, too.
Oh, my goodness.
It ain't got no number. That damn Logan Carson Logan, then he hung up, did Dean.
Oh, yeah, you don't even open the mics up. But Nick,
I ain't on that damn mic back up. They can go to here. The gasoline draws on. Looking for some goddamn dick. What the hell wrong with a man looking for some dick?
Huh?
Sweet dick. You heard him, the gay bastard. You heard
that
the motherfucker?
I didn't hear him say that.
He said he want a rabbit to go in. Hey, you didn't hear him. I heard
him. People love me.
That's a sick bastard. Well, goddamn,
he gonna have the animal rights people calling his ass.
Yeah, let me give y'all his number. Where is it? 410-463-9923. God damn it. Somebody put them boys up to do that. Go to here. They want to play on the goddamn show. I'm going to end the show. Mona made me mad tonight. Why be done saying something? I don't care how a man living life and what kind of sex he do. I ain't with that shit. I ain't got no gay friends. Don't want none either.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want none.
That's your preference. You chew the bump whatever you bump.
You're right. Hey, but nigga, I do want to let the guys know Jay Bonds getting the Rock, the Bell Bondsman, to come to the race over there on July 19th. Not bringing the car, but the Rock. He'll be in the house.
Oh, my goodness. The Rock will
be
in the
house.
That's
up.
That's a crazy dude right there, man.
Yeah.
I love to see him get back into the thick of things, man. That man sure made racing interesting when he was doing his thing.
Hey, B.
Yeah.
Is he gonna have any rabbit to go in your booty?
No, that's a. You know what? They said both of them sit the same. I'll show you.
Hey, I'm like Kevin Hart. No. Hell no.
Yeah. Man. Don't make my woman try to crash somebody, sir.
Huh? Hey, Biz, you got the Willie Dog ready?
Yeah, Willie Dog ready. Dog ready.
Okay.
I gotta go back out, baby. One. Oh, baby, two more times. But I'll be ready.
You make sure you get his ass up here.
Oh yeah. I think you wanna bring old Smokey up there.
Oh man.
You tell him if he brings smoke, I'm gonna set him out three colleagues and go get him. Yeah, you tell him to call me and lock that in.
You gonna make dog push the one button, Nick.
Yeah, that bitch ain't got no button to push.
he can bring the smoking, but he better have some good tires on that trailer when he get here. Got folks hunting for tires and shit so he can get back to George. I'm gonna talk about his ass when he get here.
Oh yeah. Old dog, good old boy. I like that old man. You know, he do some crazy shit sometimes, but I like him.
Yeah.
He traveled 800 miles, goddamn, with some, may not make it back home tires on. Goddamn.
What we call them damn May Pops on there?
May Pops.
You got them May Pops.
And I ain't gonna tell them a lot. When I tested my car for the very first time, I had three fucking blowouts. And it was all brand new tires. But the tires were new. They were dry rot. Everything's sitting around waiting on the car.
You know, my open trailer. I got an open trailer. I bought some brand new goddamn tires last year. Brand new. I even bought a spare tire and ring to go on that damn trigger. I was going to South Carolina. And fucked around there. I looked them the other day. They already done started trying to dry rot. I'm like, man, what the fuck wrong with these tires? They ain't even on the ground.
Man, let them be out there in that sun or anything. Shoot, that get them.
Yep. That sun will dry
every time. So will. That will happen to mine.
I'll tell you what, about a year
and a half waiting on that car.
Tomorrow I'm going to Walmart, goddamn. I ain't going to buy no goddamn, what's the name? What that shit called? That silicone spray? I'm going to buy me some goddamn axle grease. I'm going to roll all around the motherfucker. I bet they ain't going to dry right in.
What the hell is that damn book at, man?
Huh?
What the hell is that damn book at,
Yeah. Give me some action. Yeah. Put me some rubber gloves on. I'm going to reel them bitches down. They don't know what the hell's going on when they see them tires.
Then they're going to be slaying the rest of them down the highway.
I don't use them. So when I get ready to use them, I'm going to clean it off. But right now, I'm going to grease both sides down. Goddamn, inside and outside. Yeah. I don't use that trailer, but I can't afford them tires. I mean, I paid $600 for them goddamn four tires. Well, five tires.
And I got about 3, 6, 7, 8,
and about 10
tires.
Goddamn, DJ.
Yeah.
You're gonna buy stock in Goodyear or something, H.
Yeah, maybe I'll start buying. Might not hit so bad.
All right, DJ, again, close the tent. We're at 10 o'clock now. I got to feed this youngin' and put her to bed. In the prime time for the night.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody coming on. Okay, I appreciate everybody coming on tonight. And I mean, one thing I can say is, man, that you got people that putting, that doing these races and putting on shows. Let's try to support each other, man. Let's try to lift each other up instead of trying to knock each other down. Some man trying to do something. If you don't like that man or you don't like what that man doing, just keep it to yourself. And just keep it moving. You know, if your preference is not to support this show or whatever, then just leave that thought to yourself. Let everybody else do what they want. But, you know, we all had the best time and we all together at the same place. So, you know, I just say let's just keep supporting each other and
you trying to figure out how far I'm
going to
be.
What it is.
What's the name, right? Wayne's right. I'm like, dude, I'm only 15 minutes away from Wayne. 2 hours and 1:31 and 3 hours to 41.
Well, I don't know who that is talking, but your mic is wide open, brother.
Oh, my bad. My bad, DJ.
Yeah, you fine. But,
sorry about that.
That's fine. We appreciate everybody calling, and we'll see y'all next time.
All right.
We appreciate y'all calling in. Until next time, y'all hold it down. And for that motherfucker looking for that rev, you need a flashlight.
All right, Butt Naked and DJ. I'll holler at y'all next week.
All right. Appreciate everybody. Y'all have a great night.